So we're in the beginning, we'll turn to the beginning of Simon Kuf Chav Ches as we head back into practical, and it seems like very practical issues. We'll see how practical it would actually be, probably next week. But the Gemara, the tour starts off quoting really from a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. This is the issue of Yichud Im Yayin, right? That a non-Jew leaving them alone with wine, right? Now, keep in mind, with all of this, this would only apply to non-mavushal wine, right? That's something that it's not that relevant unless somebody is really keeping non-mavushal wine around, or if they are keeping, if they have a wine factory and they have a non-Jewish janitor or stuff like that. But the ramifications of it, with regards to, let's say you have a maid in your house, or you have a janitor in the shul, how much do you have to be careful from them? So that's spelled out in this, and I think a few more simana that come to follow. So should we do the tour, or just go head straight to the Beis Yosef? We'll do the tour quickly. We'll do the tour quickly. Kol mi shadark l'nasich im yachtin yayin eslo. If somebody regularly does nisuch hayayin, meaning they are an avodah zaranik, full-fledged, they are a avodah zara alcoholic, love to pour wine for avodah zara. So meachin yayin etzlo. So you're not allowed to leave him alone with wine. Afilu sha'achas, even for one sha'am, moment, hour, time. Avim yachtav etzlo. If you do leave it with him, aser bahana sha'anu tolem lomar vaday nascho. And if you do leave it with him, so we assume that all that stuff is aser bahana because we assume he definitely. Nisuched it, in which case it's now going to be aser bahana, right? The real McCoy. However, well, the poured with the whole, like the whole body became, it all became part. I picked the whole thing up, and yeah. I think the whole bottle
so
is.
So that means you can't drink it, you can't sell it, you can't do anything.
Then it becomes, all right, that's aser bahana. Right, so that's not really going to be so applicable. Huh?
What if it's a barrel, so you couldn't have picked it up? You could have tapped some. That'd be different.
Well, there's still, you could pick some up and pour it out. Yeah. If it's sealed, so then that's another story. Yeah. That's going to be part of this discussion. But this is just, it's open wine, and he goes and plays around with it, so then it's all going to be aser bahana. However, v'im, eino over avodah zara, if he's not oved avodah zara, he's not one who regularly worships avodah zara, kegir toshav, shekibo alav shem mitzvos, right, like kegir toshav, except he's just not Jewish, right, mutri liyachid etzel, you're allowed to do yichid with him, lisman mu'ot, for a small amount of time, afilu bi'ir shekula gait, even in the city that is entirely non-Jews, afilu hodiyu shemachig, and even if you told them that you're going to leave for a little while, it's still okay. Ve'ein mafkidim etzel is manruba, you should leave with him for a long time. Shan choshesh in shem machlifu b'shalo, because he might have switched it with his own wine. V'shalo v'aday aser, and that we're going to consider aser. Kivin she'enu choshesh al maga gai, because we are concerned. Because we're not concerned about the touching of a kivin she'enu
choshesh.
Oh, for he is not concerned. Kevin she'eino choshesh al maga gai. He's not concerned for that issue. The Yishmalim, lav ovdei avodah zarahin, right? This is an issue we've dealt with already a little bit. Yishmalim are not considered ovdei avodah zarah, umutru liyachin etzlam, aval lo lahafkis. Therefore, they would fall into this category of people that you're permitted to leave it with them, but you're not supposed to deposit it with them. I mean, they could be left, we'll see what the Beis Yosef, but the categories are leaving a non-Jew in your store, that's described as yichud, right? You're just leaving him in the store by himself with the wine, and the fakir that's low is to deposit it at his house, to bring the wine over to his house and leave it in his possession. Right, those are the two possibilities. So where is this learned out from? So the Beis Yosef says, right, he quotes from the Torah and then says, Pashat Beperek, in the Beis Yosef, the beginning of the Beis Yosef. Right, you have the bold quotes from the Torah, right, and then Pashat Beperek, Pashat Beperek, Pashat Beperek, right, it's an open... it's open there in the last parak of Avodah Zara. That you're not permitted to, and it's several other places as well, that you can't leave a non-Jew with the wine. The chasav harashba, the afilu gai mishabu chutzlaret, she'in ovdan avodah zara, ela maisa avosein biyadim. Even those avodah zara nicks outside of Israel, that just do avodah zara because their parents did avodah zara. Right? Mikol makom kevet shehim naschem yain lifnei avodah zara ein kach biyadim lahati liyachin etzlam afilu b'diavad aser. Since they are doing the nisuch yain in front of avodah zara. They are doing the act of avodah zara, right? We don't have the ability to matter to be miyachid with them, and we're going to consider them the real mekoy of the avodah zara.
In other words, we're talking about they don't believe it, but they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm just making sure that it's still going.
They don't believe it, but they're doing it anyway just because their father and parents did it?
Yeah. We can imagine such things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, umash kasav ravenu shim yachtav aser ba'ana, hu kashitas rashi, v'harasha kasav esof asim. Right, that which he said that if you leave it with him, it's aser ba'ana. That's the way it says it in the Rashi over there. V'im eino ovid avodah zara, right? If he's not avodah zara, so what is that? So the Beis Yosef says, right? Sham tanya izu ger toshav kol shukibo la bifnei shlosha. Who is a ger toshav? You have to accept in front of three people shol avodah zara div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, well, he's got to get in front of a Beis Din and deny avodah zara, right? Like those citizens, right? I know you always hear these proposals from the right-wing parties in Israel that we're going to make them want to be a citizen, so they have to sign on that they're going to love Israel or not blow themselves up, things like that, right? So how do you and be a ger toshav? That's right. So how do you establish yourself as a ger toshav? Rabbi Meir says you need to be in front of three people. Chacham omrim kol shekibul alav shem es pnei noach, right? You just have to accept the shem es pnei noach. So it's a little different. He doesn't say in front of three people, but he's also more strict than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said all you have to do is disavow avodah zara. The Chachamim are saying a little bit more than that. You got to accept all shem mitzvos b'nei noach. I mean, not only do you disavow avodah zara, don't murder, don't steal, and don't eat living animals, right? And a few other things. And then what else? So and then there's one more opinion of Achirim Omrim. Izhu ger toshav, ze ger ochel nevelos shekipa alav l'kayim kol mitzvos ha'amuros b'torah chutz mi iser nevelos. This is a ger that eats nevelos, that accepts upon himself to fulfill all the mitzvos in the Torah, except for eating nevelos. I didn't look into what exactly that meant. I mean, and also shatnez, he's not going to wear shatnez, but he will, like, I'm not sure. But anyways, b'yachtin etzlo yayin, afilu bi'ir shiru b'gayim. So you are permitted to leave wine with him, even in a city that is majority non-Jews. V'ein mafkidin etzlo yayin, afilu bi'ir shiru b'Yisrael. But you cannot deposit with him, I mean, you can leave him alone with your wine, but you can't leave your wine alone with him. That would be the way to translate that. You can't deposit your wine with him, even if it's mostly Jews around. The reason he keeps saying Rova Yisrael and Rova in these cities, so the mission itself has that language. That's why he's throwing it in there. But like, we don't generally have that language thrown in. But okay. So, Yisrael meniach mechenvaso ad she'elach kedei mil o yosir ma... did I skip a line? The Peirush Rashi miyachad etzlo yayin Yisrael meniach bechanvaso, that a Jew could leave him in the store at ad sheyelch kedei mil o yoser, until he walks a mil or more. That's the measurement. A mil or more, right? So how much is kedei hiluch mil? You should all know. Or what is the most strictest version of what is kedei hiluch mil? 18 minutes. Very good. So 18 minutes or more. So what's 18 minutes or more? 20 minutes. If you're for other areas of halach, kedei hiluch mil becomes a little more, maybe a couple more minutes. But maybe that's the chumrah version, right? There might be more.
Understood. Mil seems to be less than a mile.
Kedei hiluch mil.
Probably takes like 12 minutes to walk.
No. Okay. No. Hold on. I'm saying if you got a treadmill and you average 7.5 miles an hour, right? It's an 8 minute mile. That's running. 7.5 miles an hour is running.
But a mile is not a mile. That's
right. It's less. 3 miles an hour. 3 miles an hour, I think, is a 20 minute mile. I think. Yeah. I'm trying to think what it shows on the screen when I cool down. Right? I think it's what? Is that a kilometer? Okay.
For a mile, so that's only going to take you about 60% of that, maybe 65%, which is about less than 15.
Okay, but I would add on, back in the day, they also didn't have shoes.
Right, so they walked a little faster.
Okay, so Yisrael meniach bechanvaso ashiel kedei mil o yoser, a mil or more. Masha'in kein begoy, dahai kevin delo pileach lo naga velo menaseich oh, yes. Masha ain't kein begoy, as opposed to living by a goy. Right, the high kevin de lo palach lo naga v'lo menaseich. Right, ulamag goy de asim yamo lo chayshinan. Right, because since he's not going to you know, pray with it, or he's not going to touch it, he's not going to do menasich it, and you're not concerned that somebody else is going to come. Why did he came in Ja'in lo hana b'kach? Because he's not going to get any benefit from that. So inu manicha liga. So you don't leave it by him. You don't have to worry about him to touching it. And in such a short amount of time, for him to switch his wine with it, you also don't have to be choshesh, right? That's what the difference between the short amount of time and the larger amount of time, right? What is the concern with leaving it a larger amount of time? If this is a non-Jew, it doesn't seem to particularly care about wine and avodah zara. Well, he might switch it with his own wine. So we have to leave it with a short enough amount of time that he's not going to be tempted to switch it with his own wine. That seems to be the measure that we're using. That's where the 20 minutes comes from.
So if it's his own wine, then it's stam yino, but not
yes. Right. Well, once we're, and that's the discussion that's here and then in Shulchan Aruch as well, or really the Shach in Shulchan Aruch is, okay, so what exactly is the penalty with our non-Jews today? It's a little vague. Okay, but what do we say? Your mashkaz Ravina v'shelo v'aday aser kivin she'inu choshesh ha-magu. So azol etaymi darash shematir magu b'shtia, because he permits touching it to drink. Right? That which he said, that if you're not concerned that he's going to touch it, so the Rosh allowed you to drink it. Who prohibited drinking it, belav hachi, nami, asim yishum maga atzma. So then you're going to prohibit it by touching it itself. So umashma midivi harashba. So it sounds like from that rashba, the miyachtin hayayin, shayayin brishus yisrael, umiyachir agoyimo, kamush perish rashi, meniach bechenvaso, umafkid hainu shemeniach hayayin brishus hager. Mafkid is when you leave it with the non-Jew. And that's what the Ron explains as well. Bechasa rashba tshuva, mishinu deya lanu sheinu ovid avodazara, miyachtin etzlo yayin brishusenu. Right? That we could leave, if we know that he's not an Ovid Avodah Zar, we could leave him in our stores with our wine. The Chol She'ino Menaseich Stama Demilsa Lo Nagab. So he's not going to be Menaseich it, he's probably also not going to touch it. Aval Ein Mafgiden El B'Shnei Chosmos, but you should only leave it with two seals. But you still have to seal it up because he's not going to care if other people touch it. So that is a chumra that the Rashba is more chumra on. Right? That yes, it's true that you can leave him with it, but if other people are coming, so then you would have to be more careful about it. Right? That's what he's. Right, that's with regards to his wine. Okay. All right, there is a small section here with regards to the Rambam where he seems to aser it b'di'eved. It seems to be like a little bit of a seer in Rambam, so maybe we'll go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passages in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. Din makom sheyesh bo yayin, right? The laws of a place where there is wine, and v'nisyachid obi kochavim shama, and then you leave a non-Jew there. So what does he say? So obi kochavim shenisyachid ima yayin. So you have a non-Jew, you leave him with the wine. Afilu b'rishusenu, even in our possession, even in our rishus, even in the Jews' rishus. Afilu shamuetas aser b'hana. Even if it's a small amount of time, it's going to be aser b'hana. Aba. If we know that he is not one who worships Avodah Zarah, we could leave him alone with the wine for a small amount of time. And here it is again, like walking a mill or more. It's like an odd time. But that Rashi, I believe that's taken straight out of Rashi.
It's a minimal time. What you want is a maximal time. Sorry, to be pedantic about it.
What do you mean?
Well, it's exactly...
Right. It doesn't give you a maximum time.
Yes.
Right? The minimum time, the maximum time is at least 18 minutes. Right? That's what he's saying.
Yes.
I understand. It's an odd language. I see. The Groz says, yeah, that's in Rashi. Right, that's the way, that was Rashi's language. So afilu beir shakulu of the chacham, afilu hodiyah shu maflig. Right, even if you tell him, aval ein mafkidin etzlo, you shouldn't leave it in his house. Afilu bevatenu aser imhul is mamruban. Even in our house, it would be a problem if it's for a long time. Vim avar vehifkid aser b'shtia. And if you did it, so b'di'eved, it's going to be aser b'shtia. Okay, but if that's the shulchan aruch passes, right, we'll get back to that. Comes the Rama, Ovdi Kulchavim Shiva Chutzal Aretz, Afal Pisha Inu Ovdi Avodus Kulchavim, Mikol Makom, Ein Miyachdim Yayin Etzlam. By the non-Jews that live in Chutzal Aretz, even though it is not, even though they're not really Ovdi Avodah Zara, you still shouldn't leave the wine alone with them.
What's the distinction between Chutzal Aretz?
I think Chutzal Aretz is just using it as an example of people that aren't real Avodah Zaranics. They're not Lashma. They're Minogav Seichem Biadechem people. So it's to those in the Alterheim who they really knew how to do Avodah Zarah. So says the Shach, Kigon Ger Tosha Vishmalim Tur Varashpam Varambam. So the Shach says she'ino that he didn't do Avodah Zarah, for instance, a Ger Tosha. Ubiprisha. So then he quotes from the Prisha. The Prisha is a commentary on the bottom of the tour, right? Sifhei daik mihacha the maga ger toshav mutar b'shtia. That if a ger toshav, that which he touches, is going to be permissible to drink. The imlokei nechlish the maga, because otherwise you need to be concerned that they touch it. Elavade afim naga shari lishtos. Right. So rather, it must be the fact that we're not concerned that he may have accidentally touched it must mean that if he touched it, it really is permitted to drink. That's the way the Prisha says. So comes the Shach and says, "V'teima, how could that be? Im kenti havi tiyufta mihalu arashba v'amachaber le'el sim kuchav da'altzif bezis fiule de maga ger toshav aser v'shtia." That's not the way we paskin. Right? We paskin that maga ger toshav, right, that a non-Jew who doesn't do avodah zarah is aser v'shtia. But yet the Gemara itself says you're allowed to leave wine with him. So Ella high time in Kamosha Kasav Rashi, the Kevin de lo palach avodas kuchavim lo naga velo menasich. Right, that because he doesn't care about avodah zarah, he's not going to touch it. Right, the Prisha says, well, you're leaving open wine with this non-Jew. He's obviously going to touch it. So why is it mutter to leave wine with him that he's obviously going to touch? It must be you're allowed to touch what you're allowed to use wine that he touched with the Evid. So the Shach says, what? That's not the way we paskin. We paskin, you're not allowed to use wine which the non-Jew touched. Why is it permitted to leave wine with a non-Jew even though he might touch it? The answer is, because he probably won't touch it. Right? So that's the way the Shach says. Mihu nira, the hainu dafka im hu be'inyan she'ein lachu shenagu, lishtos, o lahan nasacharis. But that's only makes sense if you're in a situation where you're really not concerned that he's going to touch it or try to get any enough. Because I mean him daf dalad ba'agad. Da'afal pita ovi kochavim mizman hazeh lav odi kochavim hein aser hecha de'ika lamecha shenagu mishum hanasa. We still have to be concerned that he might go try to get hana or they might go try, right, he might try to get hana by touching it. So it only works if there's no reason to suspect that he actually would desire to touch it. Good. Comes the, which fits, meaning, you know, that's probably most of the scenarios, lamaisa, that would come up, are probably situations where we're not really concerned that they're going to touch it. We're just wondering if the gezeirah is going to apply. So comes the shach and says, I feel be irshu rubi Yisrael, okay. So aser b'shtia, what is that, where was that going on? That was saying, if it's for a long time and you left it with him, you're not allowed to drink it. Comes the Shach and says, "Mashma d'bhana b'chol gavni shari." But if, but to get hana would be okay. I mean, you left wine with a non-Jew. The Shach Gimel. Yeah. So mashma d'bhana b'chol gavni shari. But by hana, it's still going to remain mutter. V'chei mashma beis Yosef. Right, and that's really the way we learned. We learned with most non-Jews that aren't really over the avodah zarah, it's not really going to be aser b'hana. It's, I think, always going to be Aser be, unless you actually see them poor, right? It's going to be aser be, just aser be shtia. V'chein mashma beis Yosef aval habach hisigalat. The Bach asks, right? The lo shari b'hana el biyadua shelo naga, that he only permits it b'hana if you know that he didn't touch it. Halav hachi, if you don't know whether he didn't touch it or not, aser af b'hana. So, sorry, el biyadua shelo naga, el biyadua shelo naga. Halav hachi aser should be aser even b'hana. The time of the hifkir at slow aser mishum, which al choshish in shema tachlifu bishalo, vishalo. Vadai Aser. Because we're not concerned that it's going to be Maga Ovi Kulchavim. So, right, that we're concerned that he's actually going to switch the wine, and therefore it should even be an Isser Ba'ana. That's what the Bach seems to say. I don't know why should that be an Isser Ba'ana. That should be considered Stam Yenam. I think that's switching back somehow to a real Avodah Zaranek, but if it's not an Avodah Zaranek, it shouldn't be Aser Ba'ana. I think that's what he's what happened there. Okay, and then Dalet is Ovdei Kochavim Shebechutz La'aretz. Right, so we're picking again on these Ovdei Avodah and Chutz La'aretz. So don't leave wine with them. So the Rashba says, "V'Rashba Filu B'Di'evit Aser." But even B'Di'evit is going to be prohibited. V'Chein Kasev Ha'iturizav Filu B'Di'evit Aser B'Shtia. Varav shelo kasav kain nira mishum desfir le harashba azul etaime. Right, so the the rav shelo kasav kain. I'm not sure what that referring to, but nira mishum desfir le plus the rashba. Oh, the fact that we didn't, I guess, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that, right? You shouldn't. You shouldn't leave the wine with them. The Rashba says it's going to be b'di'evit aser. So the reason why the Rama doesn't say that near Mishum was he holds that Rashba azul l'taimi, because the Rashba is going according to his reasoning that stam yinam umaga obikulchav v'zman hazeh aser ba'ana. Because the Rashba holds that a non-Jew touches wine is still going to be aser ba'ana. Da'afta obikulchav v'zman hazeh lav de'avod kulchavim hei mikol makom kevin del pamim menaskim havin ov de'avod kulchav. They're still considered ov de'avod kulchav. Haval didan, but us, the sharinan magan, that we permit their touched wine, right, v'stam yinam bahana, right, mitayma delav of the avodas kochavim hein, because they're not really of the kochavim hein, right, im kain hu adin hacha, the same thing would be here, dim yachtiv etzlo shari b'di'evet, that if you left it with them and you're not sure if they even touched it, it should be mutter b'di'evet, kemo ger tosha v'yishmalim el d'charchila mias aser, but the din is the d'charchila, it's going to be prohibited to leave it with them. So that is, and then Shach continues on along those lines. So what is he saying here? That if you did this, let's say you left the wine with the non-Jew, so the Shulchan Aruch is a little vague as to what the status of that wine is. The Shach seems to say that b'di'evet, you left them there, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. Once you did it, that wine is then going to be permitted. It sounds like even to drink. So unless you have some type of evidence that they tampered with it. Okay, so that's Sif Aleph. I think we can still head into the Sif phase. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef. So, says the Beis Yosef. So, says the tour here, or really, I guess we could just read the whole thing in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, at the beginning of the Beis, says, V'shar kol hagayim, and the rest of the non-Jews, right, menaschim ve'ein mafkidin etzlam. Right, you shouldn't leave it with that du nisuch, and you shouldn't leave it with them. V'lo miyachdim, v'lo mibayisha asul yachid etzlam. Certainly, you're not allowed to leave it with them. Elafiu b'lo yichud. Whenever you're concerned they're actually going to touch it, usher. And it's going to be prohibited for you to them to be with you. Right? So even if you didn't leave him alone, but you just saw him standing next to the Jewish wine, v'yeshlo milva alav. What does it mean, v'yeshlo milva alav? That he believes you owe him money. Right, so if he's walking there and he thinks you owe him money, so you have to be concerned that he actually touched that wine. That's an explicit Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mishnah Perek Rabbi Yishmael Nachush Nimsa Omi Bitzad Habur Shel Yayin Im Yeshlo Alav Malva Aser. That's a Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. That if he's standing next to the cistern and he thinks you owe him money, it's going to be Aser. But then he adds in, but not just saying he thinks you owe money. He means he thinks you owe him that wine, right? And that's the first words of the Gemara, Sham Memrid the Shmuel. That the Shmuel immediately jumps in and says, no, I think this is only if you owe him that wine. That the Jew specifically made this wine as a aputiki. It's not a mashkon. It's a as a specific object that was going to be used to pay back. Right. Therefore, he has smichastas. He has an assumption that he's going to be able to have that wine. Vinaga, and he touches it. Velo mirsos, and he's not afraid to touch it. Aval lo isa milva al osu yayin, afal pishi yeshvel milva al bailav mutter af pishtia de memra lo naga. But if he doesn't think he's owed that wine, right, so then there is a word, he doesn't think he's allowed to touch it. And therefore it's considered mirsos, right? Mirsos is the key word here, and that's, right, we've had this before. Mirsos is an issue by Bishalakum, Chalav Yisrael, and a couple of different things. Mirsos is that they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble if they touch it. So he's afraid that if he touches that wine, he's going to get in trouble, therefore he's not going to touch it. Now there's a, you know, mirsos can mean different things in different places, and, you know, different people are going to have different amounts of mirsos, right? So it's how much mirsos is required for you not to have to worry about that here. So it seems like, at least for this, we're not going to require such a high level of mirsos. How do I know that? So the Beis Yosef continues and says, so mashkas of oshem shemashkano, kain kas of harashba, d'min asa apotiki, whether it's some other way that he owes money, v'chas of od harashba, right? Masnisan d'ktani nachrish nimsa omed b'tzad abor shal yayin perish b'veis shehabor sham, meaning in the house where the pit is, the cistern is. V'afilu ein omed b'tzad, even if it's not by the wine, mamish, umashma afilu hayu chaviyostumos, that even if the wine was sealed, v'afilu b'chosem, and even in a sealed ahalo mirsas, because he's not afraid, so what's the problem? And this is the idea of two seals. That if he has no reason to be afraid, the only way the wine is not going to be usher is if there are two seals. All right, and this idea of two seals, we're going to get back to. And v'chasav the hachi tanya, and that's clear in the Tosefta. V'chasavot the heicha de'ein lo milva al yain ma mishafa pishiyesh lo milva al Yisrael. So let's say he's not owed that wine, but he's owed. But his own money from the Jew, right? Bal hayayin. The mutter afilu higiyaz manashil malve, right? Namishar. That even if it's the time has come for him to pay up, the wine's still going to be permitted. Afilu haya omed betzad hayayin. And even if samuch bichtei pishut yadayin. And even if he's standing right next to the barrel. And even if he could just reach his hand out and put his hand into the wine, right? That's still going to be considered okay. As long as you don't owe him that wine, why? That even if he thinks that he can take it, if he does not have permission to take it, even if he is found right next to it, we're not concerned that he's going to take it. Even if the wine bottles, even if the bottles are open or the barrel is open. Why? So the Garcino Perka Socher Sapol. How do we know this? Well, based on this Gemara in towards the end of Avodah Zarah, where it says Hasocher Chatzer Hachaluka Bimasifa, that if one rented a chatzer, right, the Chaluka Bimasifa, and it's divided up by a boundary marker, meaning there's no real separation. They just no, this half of the room is mine, that half of the room is yours. So, b'chule. So, meisve, hapnimi shel chaver v'achitzona shel ama aretz. Let's say the inner part of that, you know, you have two roommates, you have an inner room and an outer room. So the inner room is the chaver's room, and the outside room is the ama aretz's room. So, oso chaver shotech sham peirosav umaniach sham kelim v'afal pishi yado shel ama aretz magasa sham. So the kosher, or the chaver, the guy who we know is nervous about trumas umayis or some things like that, he can lay out all of his stuff on his side, even though he knows that the non-Jew is going, even though we know that the other guy couldn't theory touch it. Why? Because he's not going to. So, kashal rav, so amalacha rav, shiny hasam, shenitfas alav kiganav. So that's where we. So Kasha L'Rav, Samar L'Charav, Shani Hasaman. Sorry, a different case, Nitfas Alav Ganav. That we already assumed that he was a Ganav. But what do we see? That if we don't assume that the person is a Ganav, we have no reason to assume the person is a Ganav, so you could leave your stuff out, and even though the person has access to it, in theory they could touch it, we're not going to assume that they did. And he continues on with another similar story where we're not going to assume that they did. So how much mirsas do we need to allow our wine to be used? Very little, right? It seems like we're not so... as long as we have a reason to assume that they're not going to touch it, or we have no reason to assume that they're going to touch it, right? We don't have to worry that they did touch it. Now, this is not a situation of... right. This is a situation where...
But the double seal is required when you... when?
When we assume that he would touch it, right? He comes to collect his wine that you owe him, and what did he touch in there? If it's double sealed, so you don't have to worry that
even he doesn't owe him the wine. So he doesn't have
When you don't owe the wine, a non-Jew walks into a wine store and there's open wine laying around, right? So you don't have to worry that he's going to touch it because it's not his. Mm-hmm. Right, but if he believes he's owed wine, and you find him next to the barrel, so then you do have to be concerned. Even if you don't own the whole barrel, mm-hmm. right? You have to be concerned that he touched it, because he thinks that he's got it coming to him. Right, but in general, right, the question of if he's in the house and he has a mirsas, mm-hmm. right, he's a reason to be afraid. So therefore, we have the right to be makil. So we don't need such a high level of mirsas, it seems. Right, as long as there's no reason to assume that he would do it, we could assume that he didn't do it. Right, the Gemara doesn't go in as long as he's paid this large amount of money and therefore he's afraid that he's going to lose his job. I mean, that's kind of how we think about mirsas. I remember when I was in Sablasi was talking about mirsas, and he was saying, we rely on people that have live-in babysitters. What do we rely on for the live-in babysitters with regards to the wine, with regards to the milk, with regards to the meat? Meat, I guess, is the big one. Pastor Shnisal Minayin. Right, so we assume that they're afraid. So I remember him pointing out, if you're a full-time babysitter in Teaneck, so you're really afraid that you're going to get fired. The owner is more afraid of losing you than you are afraid of losing the owner, because you'll just find another job. You don't need. Right? So how much mirsas? Really is it in those scenarios?
Say it's enough. You don't have to worry about it.
So by meat, I remember him saying, I don't know, like I said, really weird. I remember him like raising that question. But it seems like in this, for wine, one has the right to be more makel. Right? And we in general are, even though in theory we're, generally we think about wine as being very machmir, when the problems come up with regards to wine, we're more makel. Because at the end of the day, what's the worst that could happen? Right? So if he, with meat, so the worst that could happen is they put in treif nevela, pig, right, and I didn't notice, right? That could be a problem. With wine, so assuming they're not actual avodah zarah people, so the worst that could happen is that you violate the din derabanan of stam yeinu, right? So you don't have to be as concerned. So, all right, let's, I guess we could quickly do the section in Shulchan Aruch here. Yeah, that should be enough. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Ove kochavim shenimsa beveis shebo yain. You have a non-Jew that was found in a house that has wine. Right? Not that he was sealed, not that he had yichud with it. Right? Im yesh lo milva al osu yain. If he's owed that wine, right? Kagon, for example, she'asu apotiki. Right? That, for instance, o mashkan olam. I mean, that was specifically set aside to either pay him back or it was the collateral. Right? Usser, then it's going to be, that wine's going to be prohibited. Vafilu haya yayin chasim b'chosim echad. Even if it was sealed, it's still going to be a problem. Ein lo malva al yayin, but if he's not owed that wine, afal pi sheyesh lo milva al Yisrael, even though he is owed money by a Jew, bal hayayin, by the owner of the wine, be used mana malva, and the time has come for him to pay up mutter. The wine is still going to remain mutter. We don't assume that he's just going to take the wine. Even if he was next to the wine, samach lo mamish, like really close to it. But if they pishit yadayin, that he could just reach his hand out over it and get it, like that gemara in avodah zarah, right? The non chaver could just reach over and right. So we're not concerned that he's going to do it. Why? And the wine has no seal on it. He knows that the Jew is going to lose money off of that wine, and therefore he's going to be afraid to touch it. Now, if he's owed the money,
the Goyim know the laws of Yanyanes.
Yeah, so that's the impression that you get here. I noticed that also. Yeah, he quotes it from the Rush. The non-Jews know that the He says, and even if he's standing next to the wine and he finds ketzef, what's ketzef? Ketzef, I think, is translated as foam. Right, the foam of the wine is in his hand. I didn't touch anything. Right, still al piayin mutter. We still say it's mutter. Shanu tolem. What's we're tolem lomar? You say midufne achavis lachuv lomipim. They got it off the sides of the barrel and not from the wine itself. Right, we're trying to be makel. Right, we have the right to try and come up with kulas in this scenario. Aval dvarim she'inam nimsim el al piachavis. But if it's only found within the barrels, then you have no choice. You got to be aser v'chini matzah she'ovikol chavim tofes habarza biyado. And similarly, in matzah, if we find that the ovikol chavim tofes habarza biyado touched the barza biyado, biyado yen, that varza is like the spigot kind of thing, right? So he touched that thing, usr. It's going to be usr. I mean, we don't say that barza minafshe nafal. I mean, we don't say, just say that the barza fell off by itself, ovikol chavim hagbi, when he picked it up, right? Rather, the talina tamid v'davar haragil. Plus, we can only be told on things that regularly happen, and the barza don't generally mysteriously fall out of the barrels. So, okay, I guess we'll stop here. Continue with some other important halachos with Yichud Yayin.
So, if he had the foam in his hand, but it was not apparent that it came from the side of the barrel, then the barrel's also...
No, I think if there is foam on the side of the barrel, and you could say that foam came from there, even if there's no reason to say it did, you have the right to say it did.
Right.
But if there's no way to say that it did in a reasonable way, so then you can't say that Taliyah.
Yeah.
Right? Again, it's another area. The different areas of Halacha have different kulas with regards to the tliyas that are invoked.